Good morning. How's everyone? So today Jesus tells us to love our enemies. So now I'm going to make a prayer list. Now, all of you or one of you or some of you can tell me someone that I could pray for. Who do you want to pray for? I'm going to make a list. Owen? Pray for your mom and dad. Do they need prayer? Yeah. Let's see. 1, 2, 3 boys and a daughter who's a teenager now. I understand that. Who else? Vince, who do you want to pray for?
Your grandma.
For your grandma.
And Pampa.
Okay. Grandma and Pampa. I don't know how to spell that, but I'll try. Okay. Anyone else? Evan. Your friends. Do you like your friends? Do your friends like you? Okay. Anyone else? Owen, you've already had your chance. You already had your chance, Owen. Sorry. Anyone else? One more? Okay. Your cousins. Your cousins like you? You don't know. Cousins of Owen. They might like him. Got it. Okay. Anyone else? Duncan. Who? You want to pray for Jesus? Okay, we can pray for Jesus, or we'll pray to Jesus. Anyone else? One more.
I got it.
One more. Oakley, someone you want to pray for? No? Okay, one thing I've noticed here is all these people that you asked me to pray for, they're all people that you know and you like, right? You're all people that you know and like. What about someone at school who's a bully? And they don't like you, and you don't like them. Jesus says you're to pray for your enemies. Why aren't they on your list? Let me tell you the story about Ernie. Ernie was a somewhat friend of mine when I was your age. But Ernie had a problem. He was a bully, and he loved professional wrestling. So you can imagine he was always trying these wrestling moves on other people until one day he picked on the wrong person. But that's beside the story. So one day he tried a wrestling move on me. And I didn't like it. And from that time on, I hated, H-A-T-E-D, hated Ernie. But then I realized from this text one day, when I was about your age, my pastor told me, you're to love your enemies and pray for them. Why are we to pray for our enemies? Why does Jesus want us to do that, Evan? Because God loves them, because He created them.
Well, if you pray for them, then maybe God will help them.
God will help them to repent of their sins. That's why we pray for our enemies. Because we pray that, oh Lord, help them to repent of their sins, to have a heart of faith, and to be kind and generous and forgiving to other people. And that's what I did for Ernie. And guess what? I found out later in life that Ernie actually is a Christian, and he doesn't like professional wrestling anymore. Isn't that a good thing? You know it's all fake, right? It's acting. Oh, I just made some people mad at me, but it's acting. It really is. So it's professional entertainment. So pray for your enemies. Pray that they will repent of their sins, and that they will know Jesus, and that Jesus will know them. And in knowing Jesus, what will happen with them? They will be saved. That's why we are to pray for our enemies, so that they too will be saved, so that they too will taste of the good things of Jesus. So with that, you have a nice prayer list here, but I'm going to pray for your enemies. So let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and let's pray for our enemies. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for those who are bullies to these children, and who are bullies to us, people who hate us, and they don't even know us. Lord, we pray that they will repent of their sins, and that you will lead them to repent of their sins, so that they will know you and be saved and taste of you, all the good things of heaven. Lord, we pray for all of those who make us suffer, who, O Lord, do not forgive us, but rather persecute us, make fun of us, and point their fingers at us and laugh at us. Lord, we pray for them. that you will lead them to repentance, that they will confess and believe that you are the Savior. And all the children said,
Amen.
A little bit louder.
Amen.